It's Thursday, August 12th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The infrastructure bill's investment on security, Microsoft data and vulnerabilities, and Accenture breached. And how much or little did we get on broadband in that infrastructure bill? This is the Business of Tech. The U.S. Senate approved a bipartisan $1 trillion infrastructure package on Tuesday. In the bill, it not only includes money for broadband investments, but cybersecurity as well. There's money allocated for state and local governments to strengthen their defenses. There's also inclusion of the Cyber Response and Recovery Act, which authorizes the DHS secretary to declare a significant incident and access a fund to help address it. CISA was given money to invest in sector risk management, and DHS's Science and Technology Directorate was given funding to invest in cybersecurity research. The bill also funds the White House National Cyber Director Office. A congressional commission on looking at America's cyber defenses does cite progress, as nearly 75% of the 82 recommendations made in the March 2020 report have been implemented. The report specifically calls out, "Our work is not yet done." A study looking at Microsoft 365 has identified that one in every four companies has suffered an email security breach. 62% are caused by compromised passwords and phishing attacks. 68% of companies expect Microsoft 365 to keep them safe from email threats, yet 50% use third-party solutions. Those organizations that use third-party solutions reported the lowest rate of email security breaches in comparison to organizations only using security packages offered by Microsoft 365. 82% of all respondents who use third-party email solutions reported no breaches. Microsoft has confirmed another Windows Print Spooler zero-day bug. The workaround? Stopping and disabling the Print Spooler service. And that class of print nightmare exploits has been added to ransomware attacks. CrowdStrike has confirmed use of it in the wild. Microsoft has warned again about the BazaCall call center phishing and malware group, all about getting users to open emails. This warning focuses on fake copyright infringement notices. The universal decryption key for R Evil's Kaseya attack has been leaked on hacker forums and is now in the wild. This is the universal decryptor for those impacted by the attack. Google updated its Titan security key lineup, bringing NFC to all its keys and removing Bluetooth. And Accenture has revealed it has been breached. The global consulting firm, who's been actively acquiring security companies and is a $45 billion organization, was hit by LockBit, which prevents users from accessing systems until a payment is made. The attackers are threatening to release the company's data. Why do we care? It's easy to accept that if Accenture can get hit, anyone can. Don't dismiss that they can afford it. The proportional impact is very different. Are we in the moment of the changing of attitudes? Maybe. From the government, yes. From industry, I'm less convinced. I would absolutely love to be wrong here, but planning for the worst still seems safer to me. Also in the infrastructure bill is broadband, allocating $65 billion for connectivity. The final bill did not include provisions for municipal broadband networks to be prioritized and does not preempt state measures that restrict those networks. Also previously discussed was changing the definition of broadband, which also didn't make it. The bill defines broadband as 100 megabits down and 20 up. What did make it is $40 billion to the states, which will then work with localities and ISPs to improve the networks. Providers that accept funds must offer a low-cost tier of service at the required speeds to the markets they serve in that state. The bill also reinstitutes the so-called broadband nutrition label, disclosing speed and reliability information. Now, why do we care? I was a guest on the Podnuts Pro podcast last night, and we talked about broadband. I maintain that every IT provider wants more options and more competition to open up new customers to be served. And this is a welcome step for ensuring the digital divide doesn't leave too many Americans behind, but not enough to change the behaviors of the telecom industry. Better news for society, not enough good news for providers here. Think you know PC-Matic? Think again. PC-Matic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero-trust, default-deny endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple-to-deploy, and easy-to-manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default-deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to focus again on prevention, and PC-Matic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP and ask about their exclusive lead sharing program backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening. Who says the summer doesn't have stories? It's been a busy one. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.